rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory on the course when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory and sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace in the mansion bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place. Amen.
Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
It's such an honor to be here with you this morning. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We send special greetings to Brother Joseph Branham this morning. We love you, brother, and we're praying for you. And we miss you so much. Amen. The Lord. Amen. We also send greetings to individuals, churches. We send greetings to the bride of Jesus Christ around the world that are hooked up on the hookup to hear the message of the hour. Amen. What a day. Amen. What a privileged people we are. Amen. And I'm so excited because I can't wait for that day. I can't wait to go to that little cabin, see that prophet messenger there. I know what's going to happen. At least one thing I know what's going to happen. I know I'm going to be singing Amazing Grace with you. And we're going to be having a jubilee of jubilees of jubilees. Amen. Woo! Oh, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. I got a little surprise for you this morning. I'm so excited to share it with you, and I can't wait to get it out of my mouth. But our brother Micah Strunk back there, he is walking. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You, Brother Micah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. We thank the Lord for this. And we've just seen it time after time again in this church. The dead raised, cancer healed. It doesn't make any difference what the conditions are, it doesn't make any difference what the circumstances are. Our God is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. What a privileged people we are. And it's all because of Him. It's all because of this great message that God sent to us by His servant and prophet, messenger, Brother William Marion Branham. What are we hearing? We're hearing the church's ages like we've never heard in our life. It's a complete new book. I told Brother Joseph one time, I says, are you holding back tapes on us? This is a new release. Oh my. It's eternal thoughts of God. Amen. You can never figure it out. Amen. What is it? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. That's what it is. Brother Branham says this. He says, quote, we do not know who the angel was. The Bible doesn't say who the angel was. But we know that it was a prophet. because the Bible later said that I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify these things which must shortly come to pass. Then we find out that when John started to worship the angel said, see that you do it not. Revelations 22, I believe it is. And he said, for I am thy fellow servants and of the prophets. It might have been Elijah. It might have been one of the prophets. End quote. But I do know one thing, is that the entire book of Revelation was revealed to John by that angel, messenger, prophet, whoever it was revealed to that angel. Yeah. Man, God bless you. And we also know that God won't do anything unless he sends a prophet. So if God's going to do anything, it's got to be a prophet. Amen. And Revelations 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Amen. 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 We find out, too, also that there are seven stars. Those seven stars represented seven messengers of the seven church ages. Brother Branham said that they reflect the golden rays of Christ to the church. Oh my. We're going to have a good time today. The golden rays of Christ is going to be shining forth to us around the world like never before. It's reflecting the light of the Son of God. What a blessed people we are. We also find out, I love this too. I've been praying about this and it's like, Lord, I don't want to have the wrong spirit in me at all, but there's something that the Lord Jesus Christ, he hates. He hates it, hates it, hates it. And even one of those ministers, those angels, was militant against this thing. And it was that Nicolaitanism, that Nicolaitans. He just hated it. It was to conquer or overthrow or conquer the lady. And God says, I hate it, and his bride hates it too. Amen. 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 God bless you. The whole purpose is to take the Holy Spirit away from the people. God has the right to rule his own church. It's not up to me to rule his church. God rules his own church. It's not according to what I think about it or anyone else thinks about it. It's what God thinks about it. His only decision is his first decision, and that's it. What is, Brother Branham says this, he says this, quote, put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside, and the church is nothing but the world with God's name attached to it, end quote. Amen. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Amen. Let me read it again. Just be clear that we say what he said. He says, quote, put the leadership of the Holy Ghost aside, and the church is nothing but the world with God's name attached to it, end quote. Amen. He said it, amen. So then we want to be very sure, positively sure, that we're following the Holy Ghost. I mean, I want to be absolutely positively sure about this. We don't get another chance at this. So Brother Branham definitely, clearly states what the Holy Spirit leadership is. How many wants to know that? Okay. Brother Branham says this. He says, and as Samuel perfectly represented today the Holy Spirit, is God's mouthpiece, end quote. Amen. Amen. That's rich. Praise the name of the Lord. When the people reject the prophet to lead them, they are rejecting the Holy Spirit to lead them. Amen. Where did you ever find a group
to lead God's people, you will never find it in the pages of God's holy Bible. Because in every age and every time that he always sent a prophet with, "Thus saith the Lord," to lead his church. And, you know, there was a group of people say, "Samuel, we want you to be God's prophet. We want you to be here. We know that God speaks to you. We know you've never taken our money. We know you've said everything in the name of the Lord. But we still want this king to go before us. We still will do everything that you say, but we want this king." Contrary to the word, it's God's prophet. They got ahead of God's program. There's also, he's been telling us, I'm sorry, I'm taking too long. I forgot time, everything, forgive me. But he's also been telling us that there's two spirits that are in the church working all the way down through the church ages. In the first church age, it was a deeds. Now what it's coming down to, it's a doctrine now. It's the same thing all the way through. Look at the seven seals, how he's the white horse, a deceiver. Then it come into, he just hopped on another horse. Now it's the red horse. Then he just hopped on another horse. It was the same spirit all the time, on a black horse. And then in the last stage, he's a pale horse, all of them together. All those spirits working right on down through the ages. We see it right through the seven church ages. And Brother Branham's even telling us about the seals. And then when he gets to the seals, he's referring back to the church ages, how perfect it is. But there's two spirits and they oppose one another. One's a false vine, one's a true vine. How that they lap over. But it's the voice of God that speaks to both of them. And the bride are the only ones that catch it and get the revelation. They're the only ones that have the ears to hear the voice of God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. He's also telling us that it's his faith. It's his faith. You're already sealed. You're already chosen and elected before the foundation of the world, and it's his faith. It has nothing to do with us. It's his faith. He's also telling us that this message, from the beginning all the way down to the end, is that each message is addressed to the angel of that church. He says he pours the revelation out on that messenger. And Brother Branham says, see, God speaks to his messenger. The messenger speaks to the laity, end quote. Amen. I love that. What is this hidden manna? Brother Branham says, quote, the manna that isn't given to all the congregation. The revelation is poured out upon the angel of the church. The revelation of the word, see, the revelation of the word is given to the angel of that age. It's hid from everywhere and revealed back, the hidden manna, to its address to the angel of the church. See, you get it? It's a little bigger revelation of what Christ is, maybe a little higher call, end quote. We get to hear that today. We get to hear that special revelation that's been stored up on the tapes. You ain't going to get it anywhere else. Got to go back to the tapes. The hidden manna was a special revelation because he had to teach the others. Okay, quote, but the hidden manna was a special revelation because he had to teach the others, see, was a little more knowledge of the scripture, end quote. Amen. Stay with that tape teaching. Amen. Man. Just remain standing. What a great day this is. What an opportunity that we have to hear God's voice. Now, I'd like to just share with you one more quote. Brother Branham says this. He says, and I wonder today if in the coming in the world soon, the great angel of light that'll come to us, that'll lead us out. A great Holy Spirit come in power and will lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ. He probably won't know it, but he'll be here some of these days. God will make him known. He won't have to make himself known. God will make him known. God will prove his own. End quote. So God bless and be with each one of you, each one that's listening in. Get ready, because you're going to hear, "Thus saith the Lord." It's the consolation of every royal seed of Abraham. It's what we live for. It's the only thing worth living for. It's the only thing worth giving your entire life for, is this message. It's everything. It doesn't matter what the conditions are. It doesn't matter what the symptoms are. It doesn't matter whatever it is that you have upon your heart. This message is to restore all things. So whatever Satan is trying to rob from you, take it back. You have the right according to the word. It's your right. If he's trying to steal your family, you have a right to take it back. If he's trying to steal your joy, you have the right to take it back. Whatever it is, if there's thousands of men, if there's 1,000 that'll run from one, then that means there's 2 that'll run from 2. So you know what? It doesn't matter how many there are. If you are royal seed of Abraham, you shall possess every gate of the enemy. You are more than a conqueror. It's yours. So I'm so happy. And I can put everything into it and not even budge an inch, because it's mine. Everything that he said I could have is mine. He's given it to me. And as Joshua told the people, I was reading that the other day, and that one tribe came over and was saying how big the land was and how the difficulty was. He says, "You get out there and you go cut those trees down and you go build over there. Take that land. Go take it. God's given it to you." And that's how I feel today. Take that land. He's given it to us. What a day we're living in. So God bless you. And let's just reach out and touch the Lord, and we thank him for it as our brother comes. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are for you. Many blessings of life that you bestowed upon us. Lord, for your word, for your prophet, Brother Branham, that you sent to us, Lord, with your full revelation of your word for Amen. Us. And Lord, we thank you for the men that you've put in our midst, Lord, like Brother Samuel, Brother Joseph, Brother Billy, many others, God, that are standing upon this word with all that's within them. We thank you, Lord, for them. And now we ask you, Lord, to come and undertake for each need, Lord, that's among us here and around the world, Lord. We are a needy people, and we need more of you, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to give each one of us your faith, Lord, your perfect love and your perfect faith, Lord. Just fill our hearts with it, Lord, that we can stand on every word that you've given us with our very life, Lord. And we just pray that you reach out and touch each one, Lord, that has a special need today, for we know there's some among us that, Lord, won't be here much longer unless you undertake. And Lord, we just commit them all to you, Lord, and just pray that you would help us, Lord, to have your peace, Lord, that only comes from you, that all is well. And we know, Lord, whether we live or whether we cross over, Lord, that we're in your perfect will, and we'll do the work that you have for us to do until it's time for us to cross over, and Lord, and to be in the rest that you prepared for us. Be with us now through the remainder of the service, and just pray that you help each one of us to hear and receive every word that you've given us, Lord, that we would stand on it with our very life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, and he is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. See it one more time. Reach out and touch the Lord. He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, and he is passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. So thankful for that opportunity is to be able to reach out and take a hold of that promise. What a blessed people we are, and truly he is an answering God. I like to sing that little chorus, hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I prayed in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came.
Oh, alleluia, he's an answering God. Oh, alleluia, he's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering God. The answer came, hallelujah, he's an answering.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so happy we can approach you this evening, knowing that you're a prayer answering God, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word again this day. We pray that you bless these tithes and offerings that are taken for the furtherance of your gospel. We just pray that you'll bless this service. Bless those that are hearing it overseas in the foreign lands, Lord. Just bless them and be with our pastor, our prophet, and our friend, Brother Joseph. Just help him today, Father. Just be with him in a special way and help us, we pray, as we commit this service to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's personalize it. You're an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. You're an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. You're an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Where my Savior died, and down where for cleansing from sin I cried. It was there to my heart, but the blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory, yes, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to sweetly abides within, and there at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, yes, glory to His name. Yes, glory to His wonderful name. And there to my heart was the blood applied. Oh, glory. Precious fountain that saves from sin. Oh, I am so glad I have entered in. And there Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory, yes, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to His name. And there to my was the blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. And come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Just cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet and plunge in today and be made complete. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory, yes, glory. Redeemed are gathering in. I will sky when the redeemed start gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed start gathering in. Oh, hearts like snow and free from all sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what shouting, oh, that city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, hearts like gold and free from all sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing. Gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song. When the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, hearts like snow and free from all sin. How I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. And free from all sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering. Oh, when the redeemed gathering in. Oh, hearts like snow and free from all sin. Oh, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering. Let's clap it to them. Prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come be blessed of the Lord. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, watch like snow and free from all sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed. Again, one more time, when the redeemed are gathering in, well, watch like snow and free from all sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Praise. I love being able to put myself right there. And we'll hear that invitation. Come, blessed of the Lord. To think of what he done for me to redeem me. When I should have fallen, my soul been cast down. But it's his mercy that's rewrote my life. How many are so thankful this afternoon that he's done that for you? Praise your name. Mercy rewrote my life. Thank you. Mercy rewrote my life. For I should have fallen, my soul cast down. But mercy has rewrote my life. has rewrote my life. Oh, mercy, rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen and my soul
now, as we get ready to hear our prophet, messenger, our pastor for this day. We can't fly higher than our pastor. He was given that special revelation to teach us, and we're ready to hear that word. If you hear these tapes, you'll get the revelation. No doubt. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. God bless you. You may be seated. It's an honor to turn the service now to God's servant and prophet messenger, Brother William Marion Branham, the Elijah of Malachi 4, our pastor, one man message, thus saith the Lord, God's servant and prophet to his bride. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.